from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sounds mean. It's time for Ray Fittipaldo. Everybody loves Raymond. PostGazette.com's very own. You can read stuff on that website. Ron used to love that song, Ray. Do you miss Ron? Has Ron been in touch with you?
I do. I talked to Ron maybe 2 weeks ago. He was texting with me yesterday. Every time he sees me in a picture or a video from camp, and it's usually Hathorn's video because I think Ron still follows you guys on social media. Anytime he sees me in the background looking bored or, you know, something like that, he gives me a call or texts me. So,
Paul, I feel mildly insulted. Ron hasn't been in touch with me much and hardly ever, if ever, with you.
Yeah, he has not. He has completely 100% ghosted me ever since he left town.
Well, Ray was one of his favorites the whole time.
Yes.
Now that proof of that is in the pudding here. All right, Ray, we have an actual football game tonight. And it should be very interesting. How much do we see Justin Fields, and how much do we see Justin Fields actually doing something beyond, you know, a handoff and a quick pass?
Yeah, I mean, Mike Tomlin said a couple of series, so I think it will depend on how well he does and how well the offense does around him. So, you know, if they score, you know, and it's midway through the first quarter, I could see Tomlin pulling the plug on that and getting Kyle Allen into the game. And, you know, as far as Justin Fields go, I don't know that there's going to be any restrictions on him. You know, he's an instinctive athlete. You know, I think Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin will just tell him before the games, hey, if you're in danger, just slide or get out of bounds. But I don't think they're going to restrict him from breaking the pocket and running. You won't see any design runs or anything like that, or if you do, I think it'll be very controlled, but I don't think they're going to limit what he does. He's a different quarterback than Russell Wilson. It's a little bit of a different look to the offense when he's in there. So you got to embrace what he is, and he's a talented quarterback.
Well, I think the thing about it is we're not going to see him that much tonight, which means in the first series or two, he's got to do something spectacular, right? To get people excited about the prospects of him being the starter, especially since, I don't know. I mean, does anyone really know when Russell Wilson's going to be fully ready to play?
Well, Russell did more and more this week, Paul. So, you know, I think just reading the tea leaves and the way he was brought along, I think next week against the Bills is a real possibility. So, you know, the way I look at this whole Justin Fields thing is it's not an audition to be a starter. I think unless this calf injury is aggravated or it's worse than they're letting on, Justin Fields is going to be the backup. So I think what I want to see tonight and what the coaches want to see tonight is Justin Fields going out there and executing the offense the way they want it. And, you know, I think for the Steelers, when you guys look at it, the reason Russell Wilson is this team's starter is because he has taken fewer risks with the football than Justin Fields has over his career. He's got a better turnover ratio, TD to interception ratio. You know, he's been able to do those types of things consistently in his career. So what I'm watching for tonight for Fields, don't put the ball in harm's way, make smart decisions, and get the ball delivered on time and with accuracy. If he does that, you know, I'd be pretty pleased if I was on that offensive staff.
Ray Fittipaldo brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally, lgkg.com. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the all-important text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray, we were just talking earlier about the offensive line configuration for tonight and wondering why they don't just let Broderick Jones settle in at left tackle. I think it was Batko who, reported that it's likely to start Dan Moore on the left, Jones on the right. Then Fatanu comes in on the right and Jones goes to the left. Does that make sense to you?
Well, that's what they're going to do. You know, I think, honestly, Joe, I think they're just paying deference to Dan Moore because he's played over 3,000 career snaps. He's been the starter for 3 years. And I think they're just going to let this play out. And I think what the plan is, you know, if Dan Moore falters here in the preseason, and he's facing two pretty good pass rushers tonight. You know, Danelle Hunter and Will Anderson are going to be going up against the first team Steelers offensive line. So, you know, both Jones and Moore are going to be tested tonight. So, you know, if Moore doesn't do well, then I think that's the door's open for Faitanu and Jones to start. So I just think people have to be patient there. What they did in practice this week was Faitanu was with the starters at right and Jones and Moore split reps on the left. I think eventually
it's going to play out
over the next couple of weeks that, you know, Moore will be out and Jones will be in, but I just think you got to be patient.
Yeah, I guess that's my question. I mean, sure, I can be patient. People can be patient, but it just that they drafted this guy in the first round last year, I think, to be a left tackle. So I would think that every rep would be very helpful to him at this point and just let him settle in. I don't know. I guess I don't really get that.
Well, I did ask him yesterday. Broderick talked to us after practice yesterday. I said, how much time do you need on the left side to get acclimated? And he said basically, hey, honestly, it comes naturally to me. I don't need that much time. Maybe the Steelers feel the same way, but that's what Broderick said yesterday.
Well, I think one of the things that Joe and I were just talking about was this idea that DeMar and Leal moving the outside linebacker. Why is that happening? Is that a good development? And is there actually playing time for him there?
Well, there's playing time for him in the preseason there. I think the sole reason that it's happening, Paul, is because T.J. Watt is being rested tonight. Alex Highsmith has a groin. And Marcus Golden, who was signed a week ago, they're not going to expose him to live reps after he was, you know, pretty much, you know, not with the team a week ago. So those three of your top four outside linebackers are playing. So, you know, DeMarvin is versatile. You know, he can handle that. And they just need bodies to get through the preseason, and specifically tonight's game. But it is nice that you have a guy like Leal who could do that. You know, anytime you could play over the guard, over the tackle, and over the tight end, it's a good thing. It means you're going to have flexibility within that roster, your 46-man game day roster, to move him out there if he has to during the regular season. But unless there's an injury, I don't see Leal doing that. I think, you know, for the most part, he's going to be a 3 technique and a 5 technique, and that's probably where he's best suited.
All right, Ray, it's been a very dramatic week in the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes. How does this turn out?
Well, I mean, it depends on if the 49ers want to budge or if the Steelers want to budge. I think right now we're in a holding pattern. The Steelers have the framework of a contract in place. Ayuk has agreed to it. And the only holdup is the compensation. So, you know, I've been saying this for weeks, guys. If Brandon Ayuk wants to make that a difficult situation in San Francisco, he can do that. You know, he can be a pain in their butt. But on the same hand, the 49ers can play hardball. And they could just say, hey, you're going to play for us this year or you're going to sit out. So right now it's just it's a holding pattern. I don't know when it's going to be resolved, but I don't think we're any closer today to it happening than we were 2 days ago or 4 days ago. I think we're kind of in the same situation.
Yeah, there was some other reports of a third team being involved. I've seen, I think Adam Schefter was talking about how this could drag on and actually get into, you know, the end of training camp.
Yeah.
Is there a point where you think the Steelers are just going to say, all right, here's where we're at. If this doesn't get done by, you know, X day, then we're out. Do you think there's a deadline like that?
No. The Patriots did that, and I have no idea why the Patriots did that.
I can tell you. The Athletic just reported that Ayuk turned down a $32 million a year offer from the Patriots because he had concerns about their quarterback position.
So you know what that is, Paul. I know you did many coaching searches like that, like I did. That's like when I was covering the Jamie Dixon coaching search back in 2004, John Calipari called me and told me he was taking his name out of consideration. Well, the next day, Jamie was hired. That's why he did that. So it's just the Patriots saving face there. That's all that is. Listen, Omar is patient. That's what he's known for. He's not going to blink. I don't see the Steelers doing that. I think the Steelers could make a trade at any time. They could do it 2 weeks into the season like they did with Minka Fitzpatrick. I don't think there's any deadline for Omar or the Steelers.
Does either Cam or Freiermuth get a contract this camp?
You know, it's probably a pretty good question if this whole thing with Ayuk is holding up either of those deals. My feeling all along is, you know, Cam's probably going to be taken care of after the season if he shows he's healthy and he plays well again. I never thought that was going to happen before the season. I was more convinced that Freiermuth was going to get done, but now, you know, we're 30 days away. You know, we're 2 weeks into camp. They haven't done him yet. And, you know, there's still plenty of time to get that done. But a little bit of doubt is creeping into my mind. So I'll say yes on Freiermuth, maybe just closer to the season. But, hey, maybe the bean counters at 3400 West South Water Street are waiting to find out what happens with the Ayuk situation.
Well, again, I think that is a really good to me. If Patriots are out and the Browns are out, it's either going to be the Steelers or the 49ers at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, unless another team swoops in, Paul. But I haven't heard anything about that. You never know; somebody could, you know, come into play there. So we'll have to wait and see. No, I'm reading reports that the 49ers want a receiver in return, which is a big problem for the Steelers because there's no one really with a track record the 49ers would want. So maybe it's got to be a three-way trade. You know, you see that all the time in hockey and basketball, not too often in football, but maybe you do see that this time if the 49ers and the Steelers can find another trade partner.
Beyond Fields tonight, how does the quarterback play break down, and is there anything interesting with whoever else might play?
You know, Kyle Allen has been in the league a while. He's got a bunch of starts. He had a good start to camp. He's, you know, thrown a lot of picks lately. So, you know, hopefully he can have that under control. Then I think we'll see J.R. Plumlee finish it up. You know, Plumlee, they got him playing kick and punt returner as much as they do quarterback. He's a terrific athlete. He's a small guy. I don't know that he's 5'10", but he could throw it a little bit, and he's a really good athlete. So I don't think he makes the roster, but they don't usually keep four quarterbacks, even if one's on the practice squad. But this guy is versatile enough that maybe that, you know, he sneaks onto the practice squad, especially with now I think they have, like, what, 15 players on the practice squad or 16. So you can, if you want a quarterback on there, you can find one. And, you know, so I'll be watching Plumlee tonight to see how he does, not only behind center, but if they throw him back there for a punt or kick return.
Are you interested in seeing the kick return?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I watched the Hall of Fame game, and it wasn't much. You know, the guy caught the ball. He was tackled, like, at the 25 or 27, kind of like where the old touchback was. You know, it's I wrote today, CBS looked this up last week. The average starting position on a return was the 25.6-yard line in the Hall of Fame game. Now, obviously, small sample size, but why not just put the ball in the 25 and be done with it? So, you know, it's one game. I'm sure Danny Smith has some wrinkles in mind, and maybe some other special teams coaches do as well. But from that one game that I watched between the Texans and the Bears, it didn't do much for me. Hopefully it's a little bit better tonight when the Texans and the Steelers do it.
Well, Ray, my thing about it is, if you're going to have this drop zone or whatever the hell we're calling it, where, you know, in between the 20 and the goal line where you have to kick the ball, or there's, you know, if it's short of that, they get it at, you know, the 40, I think. And if it's long of that, they get it at the 30, right?
Yeah.
If you really want to make it so that it's something that every team has to do, wouldn't you say, basically, if you don't kick the ball inbounds in the 20, inside the 20 and ahead of the goal line, the other team gets the ball to 45. I guarantee you, because right now, here's my prediction, Ray, and I could be wrong. What's going to happen? Teams are going to do this a little bit, and then they're going to realize, you know what, if we just kick it out of the end zone, they get it at the 30. That's only five more yards than last year. Let's just deal with that instead of all this nonsense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think that's what's going to happen. They're just going to basically be okay with it, giving it on the 30.
I bet you some teams do that because they're going to want to be conservative and careful. And then there's going to be coaches like Mike Tomlin, who I think went on Sirius NFL radio this past week and said, we're going to push the envelope. We're going to see what this play is all about. And we'll see if it can become, you know, an advantage for us late in the season. So every coach is going to have a different spin on the role. I wrote about the role today in my story. Have you guys gone to, like, NFL operations and read the rules for this play? There's, like, 25 different roles that the officials have to keep track of. So it's there's going to be some hiccups with it. You know, we'll see what it looks like.
It's going to be a disaster.
It's a one-year experimentation. If they don't like it, they can go back to the old way next year. So,
well, I'm with Paul. I was from day one. That why not just kick it out of the end zone and not worry about it? I just don't understand. I see these things where they're practicing kicks where the guy leans the ball on the tee. And what are we doing here? Just line up and kick it out of the end zone.
And take it at the 30.
Yeah. What happens, Ray, if they fair catch it what's it called? The zone between the 20 and the goal line? Are they allowed to make a fair catch? And if they do, what happens with the ball?
Well, I just read all the rules yesterday. Honestly, I don't know if you can fair catch it, Joe. And if you do, maybe you put it on the 25. I don't know. I mean, it's so convoluted. I got a headache just reading all the rules yesterday. But you could fair catch a kickoff before. I'm sure you could do it again.
Yep. I mean, again, but if you fair catch it in the end zone, it goes to the 30, right?
If it goes to the 30, yeah. So,
but I don't think you can fair catch it in the field of play.
It says here, no fair. And you can do the Paul pause anytime you want here as we look up the rule.
But see, that was not me. That was you.
I know, but I could do a Paul. Yes, the rule is named after you.
Okay,
the Paul pause.
Go ahead.
I'm proud to participate. It says no fair catch or signal is allowed. That's what it says.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying. And I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. What were you saying, Paul?
Well, what I was saying was, Ray, the troubling thing, again, more than anything else, is that there's no variety now, really, for kicking it off, is there? Like, you can't surprise on size. You can't surprise pooch. You can't, you know, what do they call it when you just kind of dribble the ball down the middle of the field. You can't do any of that stuff.
Can't squib it. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to count on your kicker getting the ball in the air and being accurate with his placement. So almost, when you think about it, it's almost going to be like a punter being able to do a coffin corner kick. Obviously, you don't want to kick the ball out of bounds, though. You kind of want to kick it to the numbers so it doesn't go out of bounds. So, you know, Chris Boswell obviously is one of the top kickers in the NFL. We'll see if he can adjust and maybe be an asset to the Steelers with his ball placement here. But it's going to be interesting. Who knows? Maybe your punter ends up handling your kickoffs because they got a better feel for it off the tee. I don't know. But, you know, we'll get our first taste of it tonight, but I'm sure we'll still be talking about this early and middle into the season as well.
Paul, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you can.
Paul, who are going to be the punt return and kick return men when the season starts?
Calvin Austin III for both.
What about Cordarrelle Patterson?
I haven't seen I've seen him in the cafeteria. I haven't seen him on the field. You know, a lot of times in years past, they would have the injured guys, like, on the other fields doing the rehab. They must be doing the rehab somewhere else because they're not down there this year.
Starting O-line left to right for the opener in the Arthur Smith Bowl against Atlanta.
Broderick Jones, Isaac Seumalo, Zach Frazier, James Daniels, and Troy Faiatano.
Percent chance it'll be Herbig over Frazier at center?
I'll go 15%.
You like the idea of Cam Sutton playing a little safety?
I do. He's done it before.
You think the Cam Sutton signing will be a good thing in the end?
Yes.
Connor Hayward is primed for a big year.
No.
The second best receiver, if they don't bring in Ayuk, the second best receiver on this team will be?
Van Jefferson.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thank you. Ray Fittipaldo, we have a football game tonight. Paul, I have a mailbag that we never got to this week that has some great questions. You want to dive in next?
Yes,
before
absolutely.
We get to the legendary Sean Gentile at noon, which is also going to happen. Why don't we do that? Some great questions about the future of the Pirates, some very strange positional situations with them. We'll do that. We'll dive into a mailbag and we'll get ready for Sean Gentile.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up, watching the U.S. women's hoops team go against Australia here. Paul with some good stories from his coach.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well.
You said you had a game against a team and you noticed that Gino Auriemma and Dawn Staley and everybody coming in to hug the other coach exactly. And sit on their side. And you said, we're in trouble to your coaches?
Yeah, I said, this is going to be a really long game. Well, why do you say that? Because none of them are here to see our players. And then I looked in the coaches section. I said, oh, wait, I'm lying. I see Holy Cross's coach up there. She's actually here to see our little point guard. So there is one up there that is here to see us. The other, 150 of them, they're not here to see us.
Who are they here to see?
Cardoza. That whole group. I mean, there was a...
It helps when you have a 6'7" player.
The best was... The coach's name, I forget what her first name is, but her last name was Hunt.
Yeah.
And her daughter was a 6'2", 6'1", something like that, guard on the team who was, committed to Tennessee. And her first name was Treasure. Treasure Hunt.
That's spectacular.
That's her name.
I couldn't even do that with a nickname. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Try the maintenance-free gutter solution from Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. That's 888-5-HELMET for a free estimate. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Paul, let's dive into the old mailbag that we never got to this week. A man named Jake, a very nice man. How many games behind in the wild card will it take for the Buccos to shut down Paul Skenes? Is there a scenario where he goes to the bullpen? Paul?
Paul Skenes?
Yeah.
No, not to the bullpen. I don't think so.
How about the first part of that question? How many games out before they say we're scaling back?
There's no question it's coming. I mean, here's the thing. They've got six games. What if they go 1-5 on this road trip here?
That's what I'm saying.
If they go 1-5 in this road trip.
Or what Jake's saying.
If they go 1-5 in this road trip, you better believe they're going to start really spacing out, the number of times he actually pitches. And it won't shock me if he never pitches again on the road for the last, every time he pitches, they're at least going to get a gate out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Guy named Nicholas V. Would the Pirates or should they reach out to Jim Leland to be hired as a consultant? Dusty Baker as a consultant. The time is now. We need this for Shelton. Uncharted territory for him and his staff. Paul?
Why do you say uncharted territory?
I guess this guy means now they're actually making decisions that matter in a pennant race.
Right.
He's new to this.
Right. Are we in a pennant? Are they in a pennant race? I mean, here's the thing I will say. Would you agree with me that this is the first year that you can actually have some reasonable grade of the job that Shelton has done?
Yeah.
One way or the other?
Yes.
Because
second year probably for me, yeah.
I mean, last year, yeah, but this year, I think that, I'm sorry, but if this thing goes the way of 11 and 12, 2011, 2012, I just don't know.
Would you fire him?
No, I mean, I don't, I'm just saying, I certainly would have a long talk with him in the off season. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to find a way to fight through these things or whatever. Maybe sometimes it's not, it's not always on the manager. My point is, I think that if you're going to evaluate the manager, and in some ways the general manager,
yeah,
this is the first year where I think you really have the ability to do that.
I agree with that. Somebody named James C. sends a question. Who will win a playoff game or series the first? Penguins series, Pirates series, or Steelers game? Who's the next team around here, Paul, to win a playoff game or series?
Playoff game? The Steelers.
Steelers. And the other two would be series.
Right. The Steelers.
This year?
I think they win one this year.
Wow. I like that take.
I think they'll win one this year. I think, Because I think what's going to happen is probably, really, I mean, I actually think the Steelers have a chance. Well, I'm not looking at, I wasn't looking anything up. I was actually trying to formulate my thought. I wasn't.
That was a cheap shot. He wasn't looking up stats there, Sean.
I was trying to articulate.
That was IT that pressed that button.
No.
IT. He makes a hole in one now. We're supposed to. Now he just thinks he can take over the show. What I was trying to say is I actually think the Steelers have a chance to win the division.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. And so if they win the division, now all of a sudden, you know, it's a little different than what it's been the last few years where they've had to play on the road in the playoffs against a team that's better than them.
I think Brandon Ayuk could mean a game or two to them. That would just be a game changer for me.
But the reality is I think that they have a chance to win a playoff game. I don't think the Pirates are going to be in the playoffs this year. And, you know, Cal Dubas, we trust, but so far I've seen no evidence this offseason that we're supposed to take them seriously in terms of a legitimate playoff team again next year.
All right. Another man called Nutting Stinks, I think he calls himself. Is there any chance you can kick Pony in the groin for perpetuating the Ayuk news? Paul, will you take that task upon yourself?
No, I will not do that. And more importantly, I don't think that people fully have heard what we have to say, which is he's not making things up. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's just creating fiction. I mean, it's true what's happened here in terms of, I guarantee his sources have told him things and he's going for it. You know what I mean? But
aside from that, would you like to kick Pony in the groin?
No, Pony's a nice man.
All right. I just wanted to check. A man named Donald writes in, I saw that Andy was taking grounders at first. I don't mind this with him coming off Tommy John, says Donald. Would that make the most sense for him for maybe a year? A once-a-week catcher and then reevaluate? Paul, what are they going to do with the catching position moving forward? Joey Bart is staking a claim. He's staking a claim.
What else do we need to see? I mean, I think unless he goes completely in the tank these next 2 months, I think that you go into the off season. Joey Bart's our catcher. Andy and Henry Davis. Maybe we can make one of them a first baseman and one will be the backup catcher.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, or one will be a DH and one will be the backup catcher or whatever. I mean, however you want to do it. But I cannot see any way that Joey Bart isn't the starting catcher next year. And here's the thing. What I like about him is he gives a damn. One of the things
I really like him, too. I love the interviews.
I like his energy. The intensity. I like how hard he plays. He's an intense guy. He wants to win. He's, you know what I mean? I said, I met a couple of my guys yesterday at the game. You know, they were there and whatever. So I said to them, I said, look at the body language of most of these guys. Like most of them, it almost feels like they're ready to say, well, you know, we that energy that they had 2 weeks ago, their body language now is not good.
So what do you do with the other guys? If Bart's your catcher, then two guys come to mind, Andy and Henry Davis. At this time last year, maybe a little bit before this, they were the two of the fastest rising prospects in baseball. Not just in the Pirates system, clearly. In baseball, those two guys. A year later, what? What do we do here? You package Henry Davis somewhere? You move him to first? This guy says you move Endy to first. To me, Bart and Endy are your catchers, and then Endy can be sort of a utility guy along with Kiner Falefa.
Right.
Here's what needs to happen this offseason.
I would say this. Henry Davis has a lot of, like, to me, honestly, what are you doing with Grandal still?
Nothing. I mean, gone.
But my point is.
Oh, you mean right now?
My point is, okay, you know what? I can't believe they're worse off with Henry Davis than they are with Grandal. I don't give a damn about the fact that he might hit a home run once in a while.
What about that Skeens likes him?
I don't care. You tell Skeens, listen, you're going to be here for 6 or 7 years. He's gone in a month.
I know, but the thing is, I give Skeens what he wants right now.
So you sign Grandal again for the next 2 years?
If Skeens wants me to.
No, hell no.
If Skeens, whatever no. Skeens wants, Skeens gets.
No. And the thing about it is, get Henry Davis at bats in the major leagues the next month and a half to see where he's at.
See, I wish that Nutting would walk in and exert his power at some point, because it's time for a reckoning, a roster reckoning here for Ben Cherington to sit down, and it needs to be a ruthless reckoning. We've given bunches of guys chances here,
right,
in this organization. It's time. It's time to go. Okay, so Sawinski gone, obviously. Taylor gone. Key Brian Hayes gone.
He can't be gone though.
Henry Davis.
Too much money.
You can trade Key Brian Hayes. Davis maybe gone. Although maybe I'd keep him. David Bednar trade. Other guys just gone. I forget who else I'm even thinking of in the outfielder prospects. There's just too many guys. Connor Joe, please, is gone, Paul.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Well, he has to be. But my point is, Henry Davis, you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity to get 35, 40 games of, okay, let's bring him up. 40 games. Let him.
I do agree with that.
And here's my thing.
Yeah.
Every day, right? Henry Davis is either your first baseman, your DH, or your catcher. One of the three, so he plays every day because you want to see if he can hit a sustained period of time over a major league. You'd rather it be now, when the season is pretty much gone, than April and May, like this year.
Either for yourself or to up his trade value. This guy has a scorching September here, and he might become very much more tradable. All right. Sean Gentile on everything, all things, anything for Sean. He can talk. We haven't talked about Sid's pending contract, things like that. Sean is very well versed. You might say he's a Renaissance man, Paul. You've known him a while, yes?
Yes, I've known him for a long time.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Rain throughout the day. And a high of 84. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Paul, you have a new flow read. Do you have that prepared and handy for the people here? He's going to have that momentarily.
You got to wait.
No, it's fine.
I'm out of my element here.
What a time for a...
Yeah. I am out of my element here. There's not much I can do about it. We're going to have to wait until the next break, because I don't even know how to get to that.
All right. We will. We will do that. We'll honor Paul with that.
I will get to it.
Thank you.
Somehow.
We'll be back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.